Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's 5:35 on October the 5th, 2023. I'm going to call the regular meeting of the South Whidbey Fire EMS Board to order. And first business is approval of the agenda.
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Unanimous. Okay, second thing is the consent agenda. The only thing I had on the consent agenda was, I think, in the minutes, I was not shown in attendance, so I apparently called the meeting to order.
And is this, hey, I'm on also in that same vein on page 3 at the top, says Commissioner Towers. It should be Board Chairman Towers.
Okay. I would point out one thing, if you guys don't have anything else on. Commissioner Erickson, do you have anything?
No.
So last minute addition to this, as you know, this meeting was a little bit early. So we were later than usual getting consent agenda reports out. I did add the call volume charts to the last page. And I will send you the normal 7-year average via email. I printed it out. It was too small to read. So those are there. And we can also email out the recruitment retention report and fourth seat coverage once we get those reports done from September.
Okay. And that'd be appreciated.
I do have a comment about the budget position report. And I talked with Chief earlier today, and I asked him on towards the end of it, there's a summary of the position of where we are, expenditures per approved for the budget. And from what I could see and what I went through there, that we're at about, this is through the end of September, and we've expended 65.3%. And per conversation with Chief and my understanding of the budget process, that's a reasonable percentage for us to be somewhat late in the year, in the budget year. And the other question that we did talk about and moving forward, I mentioned the last meeting, really approve, think the financial analysis that's provided each month is excellent. I wanted to see if there's a way to put the dollar amounts for the different items that are discussed. Because it's one thing if it's a budget that is 120% of a section, but it's an item that's a couple, say $1,000. It's significantly different if we're significantly over a budget amount that's, say, $60,000. So it's not something that we need to address immediately, but moving forward, if there's a way to include those dollar amounts, I think that would be great.
Okay, I'll make a note for our finance officer, and that's for the financial analysis report that she's doing.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I think is excellent, just to tweak it a little bit.
Sure.
And yeah, I think the budget position totals is something that's also very helpful.
I'm wondering if it's the, I did ask, I appreciate moving this meeting up to accommodate my schedule. And I had specifically said, is it enough time to prepare the budgetary information? And so I just recognized that it was put together very quickly. And I thank everyone for getting that together. But it does look like the payroll, normally we say who it goes to. We are a government entity. I am accustomed as a former government employee that my salary is public record. The payroll line items again are blank as to who they're actually going to. I presume that's an oversight.
Refresh my memory. I don't recall if on the last and on the previous ones, I know you had brought that up several months ago. Yep. And then had we been reporting the names?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I think it was. She put it together like really, really fast. So. Yeah.
So I recognize the haste and just a small comment.
I'll move the, there's no further discussion. I'll move that the board approve the consent agenda as discussed and amended.
I will second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next thing, Chief, is member update.
Okay. I don't know who all we got here. I think we just have one of our new members here. So we have four new volunteer members that we have brought through the process in the past month here. And I will just read off the list of them. And River Wine, am I saying your last name right? Or River Wire, isn't it? Yeah, she put an N in, sorry. So Sean Pilkington, Joe Shimfosel, and I'm probably saying her name wrong, but she's the partner of a former member. So excited to have her on board. Allie Bannister and then River Wire are our four new recruits that we're bringing on. And I think two of them are an EMT. Yeah, just two of them in EMT. So those are the four members that we have for approval. They've all been through the vetting process and interview process. And so they're presented here tonight.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the new members?
So moved.
I will second the motion.
Before we vote on it, I always like to say my hats off to you for service to be in the future. And for all of you who are responding to the calls, whatever they are, no call is too small. And good job to me, and good job for everybody who's already on duty. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be an interesting challenge that you'll enjoy. I stuck it for 35 years.
I may comment that recently I talked to a volunteer who is retired, and Gary Gabeline had, as I remember, 42 years in service. And I had a conversation with him, and we talked about knowing the technical and process and everything you've trained. But he said the most important thing for a person on the line, volunteer or paid, is be dependable. So that's my admonition. Whatever you can, be dependable, and everybody will be happy.
Okay. Welcome. Item five.
We need to vote. We need to vote on approving these, right?
We
voted.
I guess we did. Sorry.
No problem.
It's when I'm running late, my brain is still at home.
Unfinished business. Policy 103. This is the fiscal management. There was a section that we wanted to change relatively quickly that we went through last month. I have spent some time working on this.
Page 19.
Getting it. There are some other changes that we need to make, but I think we probably need to wait until such time as we've got next year's budget established and this kind of thing, so we can get the correct values in. So I'm going to propose that we do a second reading on the added section. Anyone got any questions?
One more question of you, Mr. Chairman. Can you give us a summary of where you are and what things you want further discussion?
There's a whole bunch of them. Most of them are housekeeping items. It's just a question of making sure that the fiscal management document agrees with actually what we are doing and how we're doing it. Most of them don't have a lot of substance. The ones that do have considerable substance are the fund levels that we want to maintain.
Okay.
And that's something I think we're going to need to sit down and look at when we know how much we've got available to top funds up this year.
Sounds reasonable.
I will add, being on the budget committee, that this has absolutely been something that we've been reviewing and making sure that sort of the looming question is, are we able to adhere to this set policy? I'm looking at page 29 here.
Yep.
And we have a decent amount of level of being on target right now. The capital fund is a little bit of a challenge in terms of actually making the capital expenditures. But we have been working to ensure that we can meet these targets for 2024. But of course, that is to be discussed when we have our budget meeting. But I think it is a valid question to ask, are we able to adhere to these fund requirements? And if not, should we update the policy to reflect that?
Yeah, I think there's a number of things, as I say, most of them are more procedural than substantive. Right. That was the one that was substantive. And I think we should get it to match what we're trying to do rather than excusing ourselves every year we fail.
And also, if we're going to approve these changes, we should improve whole hog everything and not need to come back sometime in the future.
I don't have any issue with the 103.10.10 section. Are you suggesting we defer that, or that we look at the whole policy section at a future time?
I think the chief would rather we approve this one as is, because I think it's going to be probably end of November or December before we're ready to sit down and finish off writing this up.
Okay. But so the gist is that we want to be able to come back to this in particular as it relates to our financial management.
Yeah. We need to come back before year end.
Okay.
So there would be amendments to chief help this member of the board, section 103.10. That's new text.
Is
there a concern that we need to approve that right now, or can we delay on approving that till we have the discussion in November?
I think we need to approve this now so that we have a charge account policy. And to be honest, when we review this later, I will be attempting to put us in a position where we can completely eliminate charge accounts. So we may be able to make a change to that as well. That's just a question of, is that fiscally responsible of us? Are we going to lose savings? Charge accounts are historically problematic for government agencies because just of their nature.
So, Chief, by approving this 103.10, it's going to tighten up the process on the short term. That's how I read it.
That's correct. Yep. And I think it doesn't cost us anything to approve this now and update it, and then we can revisit it again.
Yeah, and if I could get a Word copy of this, I'll work through it with track changes on and then give it back to you, and you can circulate it so everyone else can add their changes as we go.
Yep.
So basically, by a motion to approve this item, we're basically taking 103.10 as presented here on page 19 with the red lines, would then become part of the entire section, and subsequently in November or later, we would make appropriate amendments.
That's the plan.
Yep. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I will make a motion to approve the changes to the fiscal management policy 103.10.
And I will second it based on our discussion that we would make those changes to 103.10. Everything else, we're basically, there's no changes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. So the fiscal management policy is amended.
Received. Thank you.
Okay. New business, 2024 preliminary budget meeting.
So just in a little bit of brief conversation I had with you all prior to this meeting, we're just really trying to wrangle a date together. Everybody's got really busy travel and work schedules right now. As part of our fiscal policy, we need to approve our preliminary budget in October. We've been working really hard on that for the last couple of months with Commissioner Erickson. Our next budget meeting is on the 12th of October at 1 o'clock or 1300 hours. I know Commissioner Erickson's going to be in the Caribbean at that time.
Where Central America.
Oh, in Central America at that
but
time.
But I'm happy to zoom in if somebody can share a screen with
Belize,
me.
Belize, right?
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
There is an eclipse. Okay, right. So we'll get to see it on
total
a week
eclipse
from Saturday.
Okay. Yeah. Just so you're gone at that time, but could potentially zoom in.
That's right.
And it sounds like, Chairman Towers is going to be in San Francisco on business the following week. What I'm going to recommend or suggest is a Thursday the 12th, an evening meeting, maybe a 5:30 meeting, and I'll put that out to you all.
I will tentatively say yes if I can zoom in. Okay. I just need to double check with my family that we can accommodate that.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm quite happy to do an early start if you want to on that one, so we don't go late into the night working through it.
You want to do 1600?
I'm fine with 1600. Yep.
Okay.
Fine with me.
I will confirm.
Okay.
I can confirm tonight.
Okay.
You're cool. Going to be, what, 2 hours ahead of us?
I believe it's one.
Just one. Okay.
Is there a good backup we want to do right now? I know your schedule's nuts. Yeah.
I will do my best to accommodate. Give me a date and I will try to make it work.
Okay. Fair enough. The other one is the next strategic planning meeting. I'll be honest with you, talking to you guys, I don't know if October's gonna work unless it's like the 30th or 31st.
Oof, please no.
I think we're in a November for next strategic planning meeting. Yeah.
I would like to see it early in November.
Early November.
Because I think we've got quite a ways to go still.
Commissioner Erickson, what are your blockouts for first 2 weeks of November?
They're available.
Totally
it's
available.
Just Thanksgiving.
Okay. And
pretty sure.
Ms. Chairman?
I'm pretty well available till Thanksgiving, and the week after Thanksgiving, I'll be in New Orleans.
You want to do a Saturday the 4th?
That's
fine.
Fine.
Fine with me.
Okie doke.
I was thinking November 6th as first week.
Or the 11th.
The 11th would be great.
Okay, so we're going to make it 11-11.
Okay.
I'm good with the 11th. That should work fine with me. We'll probably need another session behind that.
Okay.
Before the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can do our second budget meeting on the, on the regular commissioners meeting, which would be the 9th, which would be ahead of that, but that's still gives us some time to make changes post strategic planning, because in order to, we'll need to talk about some capital items in strategic planning, namely engines.
Yeah.
Minor issue.
Yeah. They're cheap.
So we're looking.
Okay.
What time on the 11th?
The 12th is open house, but that's okay. The 11th.
That is not the 11th. So.
Well, the 12th is a Sunday, then, and the 11th is a Saturday. So.
Okay. You see, you anybody in the audience see any issues with it being on the 11th? You got any setup to do or anything like that here? Okay. Thank you, Lieutenant Kalyuki. We've got a lot going on right now.
Okay, so that would be a Saturday, what, 10 a.m., 1 p.m.? What? How long, what are we?
What? I
would say 10 a.m.?
10 a.m.?
Yep.
Okay.
We've been doing, I think, 10 to 4. Is that what we did?
And then the 12th of this commissioner's meeting will be at 4 p.m. The budget.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
Okay. I think that gets that planned. And obviously, we want to get through the rest of the planning and get into the capital expenditures, budgeting, try and get that done before we get too far into December when no one's available.
December, I'm around.
Okay. Chief, any announcements?
I do have some announcements. Our open house is on the 12th of November. I thought I had all the announcements down, but that was one I missed. We've put a date on the push-in ceremony for Engine 3 and Aid 3 of 10:20 at 10 o'clock. That's a Friday. As you know, October's kind of crazy, so we're going to do that here at Station 36. 10 in the morning, so we'll have the front apron cleared off so we can do a flag ceremony and some light speeches and push in the rigs. So we have, as you know, we have the ambulance that has been in service for a month now or so, and then we've got the new engine that's really just completed and ready this afternoon. So we'll be able to probably roll that for a week or so ahead of the actual push-in, which is good. Work the kinks out. The Commissioners Conference is October 25th in Tulalip, and that'll go through, I believe, Saturday. And so that's an opportunity for us to go and get educated on everything from legal challenges in the fire service to levies. There's a lot of great information on levies and tax funding at that event. So that's really great timing for us. Looking forward to that. And I think, is it Commissioner Erickson's going? I'm going. Kat's going.
I'm going to be out of town.
You're going to be out of town. Okay. So Chairman Towers and I went last year. I think it was a really great event. So looking forward to it.
It's a great event. Obviously, funding and budgeting are things that I think we should focus on this year.
Yeah. We're at a point where that's exciting to us.
Though it's not the fashionable thing, but
yeah. We just got another unit back from upfitting or getting ready to actually be in service, adding lights and radios, etc. this morning, and that's Aid 31, which is one of our MERV units or medical emergency response vehicles. That'll be replacing a Honda Pilot, which is like 15 years old now or something. Past its prime. So we're excited to get that in service. The crews have been working on that today. We have a trunk or treat event, which I put a flyer there, and I put some flyers on the front table as well, which is it's a pub ed event. So it's an opportunity for us to do a little bit of public education, but also just a fun event for the kids. What we do is various members will sign up to have a trunk at this event. We'll pull up to the training grounds up above is what we did last year. I think that's what we'll do again this year. And basically it's a trick or treat where everybody sets their trunks and cars up cool and gives out candy. So that's fun. And that's the same weekend that we're getting back from Commissioner's Conference. So try to do a trunk this year, but we'll see. EMT class started this last week. Started this last week, and that's going to be going through January 8th. We've got 8 SWIFE members attending and 20 in the class. So thanks, Chief Dilley, for putting that together. Does a great job. And we have one open firefighter position that we've had for a while. We've been, what we elected to do is to try to get the largest pool of applicants that we possibly can this time. That benefits us in a lot of ways. So we opened it up for quite some time. We opened the position up. We also went through National Testing Network, which is a National Testing Network is a company that allows people to test all over the nation for different positions. They can come in, they do a standardized testing that takes it off of our plate, and they do an excellent job of it. We have 81 applicants as of this afternoon. For basis of comparison, previously we had about 19 applicants, about 12, I think, we actually brought forward testing. We will not likely be bringing 81 folks here for interviews, but as soon as Chief Nye gets back here mid-month, we'll sit and take a look at those applicants, see who's qualified, looks like a good fit, and we'll invite a group forward for testing. So we're really excited about that. I think we're going to have a lot of great applicants. We know several of them. So we're looking to hire by the end of November so that we can get them into the January Fire Academy at the state, if that's where they're destined for. The only folks, of course, who we would not send to the State Academy would be those who are coming to us lateral, and they've already been through a career academy, a weekday academy. And the reason that's important for us, of course, is that they're getting lots and lots of time training and lots and lots of hours and repetition in a short time. And that's what I've got for announcements. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks very much, Chief. Comments from commissioners?
Again, recognizing that this agenda and the related documents needed to be put together very quickly. We do have a lot going on, and I appreciate I've scribbled them all down and got them in my date book here, but especially for the meetings that we're attending, I would love all the other boards that I attend or participate on include when the next meetings are, including ICOM does their meetings for the entire year at the end of each of their meetings. And it would just be very helpful to ensure that we're all on the same page in terms of when our meetings are happening. I really appreciate the updates on the open house and the trunk or treat and the push-in. And it would just, I would really appreciate seeing them in writing. I don't know if anybody else might benefit. I love hearing it, but I like to read.
Sure.
Thanks.
At this stage, I'd like to call for an executive session to discuss personnel matters. We have a couple of personnel matters that we need to consider. It's 6:03 now. I'm going to suggest 30 minutes.
Yeah, we'll definitely be done in 30 minutes.
Okay. So we will be back in session at 6:33.
Okay.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's 6:32 on the 5th of October, 2023. We are returning from executive session. There was no action taken as a result of the executive session, and that completes our business for today.
Motion.
I have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's go home.